Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
What did you bury in your yard? Or what did you find buried in your yard? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Actress Rosamund Pike, she's won Emmys, Golden Globes, bunch of awards, Raven, right?
You know her. She's from Gone Girl, that one that's kind of crazy. She's got a new thing on Netflix. She's real crazy in that.
She's a great actress.
She is.
But she feels really awkward about all the awards that she's won. She says it's weird when she displays them in her house. So she's come up with a way, or a place, I should say, to display them, quote-unquote display them, that I think is just straight crazy town.
Okay.
I find it an uneasy thing to display any award in your home. How do people interact with them when they come home? Do they say, oh, wow, look? I think it's awkward, so I bury them in the garden with a little bit showing up. In the future, when I'm dead and gone, or when somebody else buys the house, they'll be sort of landscaping. They'll hit metal, and they'll think they found buried treasure.
She buries her Golden Globes in the yard.
I had no idea she was that English.
She's British,
I had no idea. She just Mary Poppins me right there.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I'm always shocked when somebody does it. They get up there and they're like, okay,
She's a good actress. I told you, she's a good actress.
Yeah,
but she buries all her awards in the yard, and she thinks like one day when they're going to be going through and somebody buys it, they're going to find like a Golden Globe just sticking out of her garden.
Well, that's kind of funny, actually. I like it. It's good not to be all that pretentious. She sounds kind of like a normal person. If her friends come over, what do? You just sit there and you sit in a room and have regular conversation while surrounded by like, you know, Oscars and like, you know, Golden Globes. It is a bit pretentious and weird,
but
right?
Don't you want to display them?
What'd
somewhere?
You win that one for? I don't know. How do you not sound like a big jerk after like a few minutes of that, right?
If Raven and I won an award, we would fight over it. Who gets to bring it home?
I mean, we've got a plaque in here that's been in here for over a year because they only sent us one.
Yeah.
Why, when we win something, does somebody always send us one of something?
But have you ever found anything buried in your yard, or have you ever buried anything in your yard?
So when we bought our house, like one of the big things that scared my wife off from this house, we looked at this house for like 6 months, was the fact that there was family. There was a huge family in this house. There was a big family in the house next door, whatever. And I said, hon, this is who lives in these homes, in these neighborhoods. It's not single people if you have four bedrooms or whatever. So whenever we do projects around the yard, we find a massive amount of things buried in our yard. Most of them small. All right, but like toys?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, like a lot of toys.
That's a kid thing.
Balloons. I swear, deflated. Like, you know how they get those balloons that you hook up to the hose and it fills like 7,000 balloons at once?
Yeah, the water balloons.
Found a whole thing of that. Yeah. And I believe I found the gerbil graveyard.
Oh.
Because for a while,
I
ventured in. We were planting grass last year, and we ventured into this one corner of the yard, and I swear to gosh, there must have been like seven small carcasses.
Oh, that's terrible.
And I was like, this is like, you know, two decades of child's loving small pets.
It's like gerbil burial ground in your yard.
I thought it was terrible. I thought I had to have the area blessed after or whatever. I don't know what conjures ghosts.
Well, you know, I was a realtor for a big portion of my life.
Yeah.
And what we would find a lot of, and then I did it myself.
What's that?
Is people would bury St. Joseph, the statue. They would bury them upside down in the yard. So we would always find them. Like when I was showing houses, I would see like a fresh like patch,
right?
I'd be like, I know what's down there.
You would,
nine times out of ten, it was St. Joseph buried upside down.
I don't recall asking any of my realtors to dig something up for me, if I see fresh dirt the next time I'm out looking for a house, I guess maybe I will inquire about that.
1-800-330-9999. What did you bury in your yard, or what did you find buried in your yard? You can call or text. What did you bury in your yard, or what did you find buried in your yard? 1-800-330-9999. Actress Rosamund Pike says she buries all her awards in her garden because she feels funny having them in the house.
I think that's cool, man. Mm. I mean, considering what some of the other artists have done with their awards in recent memory, I think that hers is pretty good. to the earth it once returns.
I was a realtor, so I used to find St. Joseph statues buried in a lot of yards.
Yeah.
That was like a big thing because it's supposedly, allegedly supposed to help you sell your house.
Family that moved out before us had four kids. I don't know how many hamsters they had, but it was a lot. And I found them in one section of our yard.
Yeah, a big gerbil.
Oh my gosh.
Burial ground.
It's like Pet Cemetery, but everybody was miniature.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you find buried in your yard, or what did you bury in your yard?
Well, I didn't bury it. But we found it. We put an addition on the back of the house, and when we broke ground for that, we found this huge velvet bag, but it was filled with marbles. We got all excited, thinking it was something, you know, coins or jewels or something like that. But no, it was just a big dirty bag full of kids' marbles.
I already know the backstory of this. Brother and sister fighting over the bag of marbles. Finally, the little brother goes, I know what I'm going to do, so she can't play with them anymore. I'm going to bury them in the yard. He goes behind her back. He buries them in the yard. And then the next thing, you find them because he forgot that he buried them there. Right? And that was 37 years ago. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's buried in the yard?
We buried a potato in our yard last year because we read online that if you rub a potato on your wart and then bury it in the yard, then the warts would go away. I did it with my six-year-old son because we couldn't get rid of his wart. And I read this and thought if he believed it would work, it would.
Did it?
No.
Oh.
Do you have a potato plant or anything like that?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, we do. We have a little potato plant growing out, but I don't know if we eat it, will it give us warts?
I mean, is that such a thing as a potato plant from a potato?
Yeah, didn't you ever see The Martian with Matt Damon?
No, but it sprouts if you bury a potato?
Yeah, piece of potato.
Oh, we need to bury a potato here at work. Figure that out. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you bury in the yard?
A bowling ball.
What?
Why?
My wife made me bury her dad's old bowling ball in our backyard. He was a huge bowler. She thought it'd be sweet to bury his ball in our garden. He used to help us take care of it.
Oh, so that's kind of
interesting. Yeah,
yeah, that's nice, actually.
It was a 14-pound bowling ball in our garden.
Right. It's good as long as you're not putting in a fence years down the road and you've forgotten about it. But other than that, like, that's a nice gesture, yeah. And Ann Raven, what did you bury in the yard or find buried in your yard?
Well, my late wife and I buried her placenta from my younger son. It'll actually be 30 years this June.
Isn't there like some sort of reason for that? Like it's supposed to be a blessing or something, right? I'm not familiar with the placenta plans.
What it is my wife gave natural childbirth for my younger son, and she found out you are allowed to bring home the placenta. A lot of people don't know this.
Okay.
Yeah.
She was intending on eating the placenta.
That's the thing.
Which I thought was terrible. We had it in a refrigerator for a week or so. It was like a big liver. If you maybe Anna remembers her own placenta.
I do remember my placenta.
We brought it home, and then we decided we can't eat it. We can't throw it out, so we buried it.
Okay.
It's a vegetable.
All right.
I love it.
All right, there's that. Oh, thank you for the call.
Thank you for the call. Like, I mean, I know the eating the placenta thing is a thing.
Yes. It was. I don't know if it is anymore.
Right. I mean, but where did we get this, right? Is it because, like, a giraffe does this like, when it gives birth? There's something out in the wild?
But I think we're done here because we're not getting a better call than that.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.